I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Israeli security forces are searching for the perpetrators of a brutal attack. It happened Friday night in a remote West Bank settlement called Itamar. Udi and Ruth Fogel and three of their children, including their three-month-old daughter, were stabbed to death as they slept. It's not clear who committed the murders, but Israeli officials maintain that Palestinian terrorists are likely to blame, and the attack is already sparking reprisals. The World's Matthew Bell reports.
An estimated 20,000 Israelis came on Sunday to mourn the loss of Udi and Ruth, 10-year-old Yoav, 4-year-old Elad, and the baby Hadas. One of the speakers was Yisrael Meir Lau, chief rabbi of Tel Aviv and a Holocaust survivor. In comments just before the ceremony began, Lau might have captured the sentiment of many Israelis.
If you have to deal with such people, that the word human beings doesn't fit them. They behave like animals, like beasts. I'm a survivor as a child. And I thought that in the moment that the Jewish independent state was declared 63 years ago, came an end to all the sufferings, this misery and bloodshed.
As the funeral ceremony came to an end, I spoke with settler leader Danny Dayan. He said these murders showed the futility of the peace process.
One of the gravest errors, one of the gravest mistakes a statesman can do is to try to impose a solution in a situation that is not ripe for a solution. I think that we have to think in the near future in terms of managing the conflict, not trying to solve it, instead of spending months and years in futile diplomatic discussions.
Over the weekend, the Israeli government approved plans for 400 new homes in the West Bank. Settlement supporters say that's a start, but they want more. Israel's interior minister said there should be 1,000 new homes in the West Bank for every Israeli killed there. For its part, the Palestinian Authority condemned the announcement on new settlement building, but also denounced Friday night's murders. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas gave an interview to Israel Radio this morning. He said the killings were despicable, immoral, and inhuman. He said scenes like these, the murder of infants and children and a woman slaughtered, cause any person endowed with humanity to hurt and to cry. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu welcomed that statement, but many Israelis believe Palestinian incitement against Israel and Jews is to blame for the cycle of violence in this conflict. Israeli government spokesman Mark Regev says President Abbas needs to do more on this issue.
And to stop institutional incitement to violence and hatred that unfortunately is still prevalent in Palestinian official media controlled by the Palestinian government and in their school system. Ultimately, it's very important that he creates there a culture of peace instead of the all-too-existing culture of hate.
The Palestinian president has just called for the creation of a new commission on incitement that would include U.S. participation. Regev says the Israeli government is considering the offer. But Palestinian spokesman Hassan Khatib says Israel is guilty of incitement as well.
The presence of the Israeli occupation on the Palestinian territories and the behavior of the Israeli occupation, including the behavior of the settlers, is the main cause of incitement for the Palestinians.
Palestinians say Israeli settlers committed a series of revenge attacks over the weekend, including incidents of vandalism and stone throwing. Yesterday, Palestinians reportedly threw stones at a bus of Israelis returning from the funeral in Jerusalem. The Israeli military has deployed additional forces in the West Bank. They have detained at least 20 Palestinians for questioning. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Jerusalem.
You can see images on the attack and its aftermath at theworld.org.